Next patient is Larry Walls. That is W-A-L-L-S. Larry, L-A-R-R-Y. Date of consultation was 5-7-24. Date of birth is 12-9-58. Please make a copy for April Gustafson. April Gustafson is G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N. Gustafson, A-P-R-N. Next paragraph. Dear April, thank you for sending Larry Walls for preliminary evaluation. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion and history of COPD. Next, history of present illness. This is a 65-year-old male who has multiple medical problems, has been previously diagnosed to have COPD and is on home O2 at 3 liters nasal cannula. The patient uses O2 at night and as needed during the day. The patient also has a cough, he has shortness of breath with activity, and he complains of some leg edema. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of diabetes mellitus and hypertension, and a history of COPD with emphysema. The patient has had abdominal surgery in the past. Including an expert laparotomy for diverticulitis as well as a colon resection, following which he developed multiple complications, including a wound infection, and the patient had a colostomy in place and had to have repeat exploratory surgery for abscess formation in the abdomen and had a second colostomy placed. He then was in rehab, and subsequently the abdominal wounds healed and the colostomies were reversed, but he had to go for a ventral hernia surgery, including placement of a mesh. And the patient states that following mesh placement, he is having trouble taking deep breaths. Due to restriction of the abdominal wall. He also has a cough and brings up little whitish mucus and denied fevers or chills. Oh, I'm sorry. That's for the system review, please. The symptoms are for system review. Next paragraph. Can you please add in the first paragraph? The patient was sent for a CT of the chest on 4/9/24, and it showed development of parenchymal mass in the right upper lobe, suprahilar region, measuring 3 by 1.3 centimeter, abutting the mediastinum, and a small satellite nodule in the medial right upper lobe measuring 6 millimeter, and a parenchymal density in the right lower lobe measuring 3.7 by 2.1 centimeter, and a PET CT was recommended. Period. That's in the first paragraph, please. Next paragraph. Allergies to shrimp and... I'm sorry, allergies to shrimp. Next, habits the patient smoked 1 pack per day for 45 years. He has worked in construction and has been exposed to asbestos and paint. And and dust, drinks alcohol moderately. Next, allergies. I'm sorry, next paragraph, family history. Family history is significant for cancer of the prostate in his father. Mother died in a car accident. Next paragraph. Abbreviate systems. Oh, can you also mention in the past history? The patient also had a past history for a motor vehicle accident during which he had a chest contusion and collapsed right lung, requiring chest tube placement and drainage. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an elderly white male is alert and in no acute distress. There was pallid and no sign of this and no clubbing, but has mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 120 over 70, pulse 86, suspicion 16, temperature 97.5, weight is 208, saturation 93. HE and D norms, phallic pupils react to an equal. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucus injected. Next, supplement ovaries, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with increased AP diameter and diffuse visus palatally, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of irregular asthma and asthma with no murmur and asthma. The abdomen is obese. He has scars of multiple previous surgeries and mild ventral hernias. Which are reducible. There's no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities will mild edema with decreased pulses. Reflex in the 1 plus with nigrous more lepsin. Cranial eyes grossly intact. Skin no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1. COPD with emphysema, number 2. Right lung mass etiology undetermined. Rule out malignancy. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, history of exploratory laparotomy for diabetic colitis. And history for colostomy. Next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung mass. Advised to quit cigarette smoking and use the nicotine patch. A complete pulmonary function study were ordered. Also placed on Symbicort 160 by 4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID. Advised to get a portable oxygen tank at 2 liters nasal cannula. And they may need to come in for bronchoscopy and biopsy or a CT-guided needle biopsy of the right upper lobe lung mass. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for April Gustafson, G-U-S-T-A-F-S-O-N, April Gustafson, A-P-R-N. Let's talk to Susan.